Welcome to RVA Connected with Anna Sothen, the podcast that brings local communities and businesses closer together in Richmond, Virginia. Anna will guide you through the vibrant intersections of RVA's entrepreneurial spirit, community relationships, and the latest insights and strategies for your RVA business. Get ready to feel connected to the heartbeat of our city's small businesses. Here's Anna Sothen.
I've got my friend and neighbor, and then now we're like business Monty. I said my friend and my neighbor, and then I didn't finish my sentence. But you just started a new business, right?
Yes,
so I'm excited. So tell everybody who you are.
Sure. So I am Monty Green. I am the owner of PMI Presidential. So PMI Presidential is a full service property management company here in Richmond, servicing the Richmond and the Richmond Metro, basically Richmond and everything that Richmond touches. By full service, I'm referring to leasing, management of both residential and commercial properties.
So all the things homeowners don't want to do with their second or third or whatever properties.
Bingo. I make it so that that real estate investment is truly a passive investment. I like to say, ask me about mailbox money.
Oh, mailbox money. I like that. And the one that happens when you're not, well, I mean, you don't really get your mail when you're sleeping, but that, I mean, same concept.
Yeah, there you go.
If your mail does come when you're sleeping, there's probably different issues that we need to talk about. But so I want to start sort of from the beginning, because this is completely, well, it's not completely new for you, but you shifted from what you were doing before to doing this. So tell them what you did before.
Sure. So about 20 years ago, I started in HR, human resources.
So when he was five. Just wanted to put that out there.
Obviously, with a very clear focus on talent acquisition. So okay. I led recruiting teams focused on anything from intel to technology to legal to compliance outside of the U.S., all across the U.S., basically anything that involved with growing teams or helping develop the strategy for teams and organizations to grow. I was your guy.
Okay.
Then let's fast forward to, it seems like it was just yesterday, but March of 2023, I lost my job, like many others. And I spent some time figuring out, okay, well, what do I want to do next? Okay. Let me find a job doing the same thing. And it did not take me very long to realize that I think I don't want to do the same thing anymore. And with the push and encouragement from my wonderful wife, she said, well, why don't you just do the thing you've been talking about doing forever and do your own thing? Doing my own thing turned into figuring out, well, what the hell do I want my own thing to be?
Yeah.
Do I want to open a restaurant? Do I want to open a car dealership? And everything in between, right?
Okay.
Just spitballing.
Right.
And in the midst of that, I was viewing a home I have down in Southern Virginia.
Okay.
And I was going back and forth, fixing it up, getting it ready for rent, showing it to people to get ready for rent. And as I'm drinking this massive milkshake down 360 heading back home, I realized, this is what I want to do. How do I do this every day? So my milkshake moment was, hey, maybe I should do property management, which I've been doing, actually really like doing. Let's make a living out of it. And here I am now.
Okay. I like that milkshake moment.
It's my milkshake moment.
That's really, really. And so I want to point out something that you shared, and I don't think I talk about this a lot, but I love your wife, right? So Gen Z, that's good. I mean, that's probably check. But oftentimes, and my husband allows this for me, like he has always said, go and follow your passion, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we don't talk about the person behind the business, right? The person who supports us and allows us to go and do, you know, and do what we want to do. So shout out to all the partners, spouses, significant others who allow us to pursue a dream and make us stay. And that eventually is my goal. Like, I want to be able to say to my husband, you know, quit. Because, I mean, he's really good at what he does. He just doesn't.
Right.
Because it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of hours and stuff like that. But, you know, being able to have that opportunity, I think, is fantastic. And you said that, and I remember this is from previous conversation with you and I, like, you had talked about how you were, I mean, not necessarily unhappy, but just weren't thriving in what you were doing before. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the universe or God will give us that push where you're like, okay, like you're unhappy, you're uncomfortable here, but you're unwilling to make that change.
Right.
You know, and so we get that push because somebody else says, okay, you're done. Now figure it out. But you went through a process. So like you said, you were thinking about restaurants, you were thinking about this, you were thinking about that. And PMI is a franchise.
That's
correct,
right. That's right.
Right. So how did you settle on that? Like, I think the franchise, exploring a franchise mm-hmm. is something very interesting as well, too, because there are so many options out there. I mean, heck, you could go and buy, well, I think it's a little bit more challenging, but like a Chick-fil-A
right,
franchise, right. right? Which is very successful, mm-hmm. low entry, but like the trying to get there is like a 5-year process or
right,
something.
Right,
crazy
right.
Like that.
Very selective process.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you decide on that? Like why, how did you, other than the fact that you love, right, property management, yeah. but talk about a little bit about the franchise.
Sure,
process.
Sure. So I had always been interested in the franchise model just as a model.
Okay.
I've always been very good with following instructions, right? I think that I learned from my father, anything that
that's not me.
When you put it that way, right. it sounds so terrible.
No, it's good. But, no, it's a good thing.
But I learned from my father, basically, you can learn how to do anything, like absolutely anything is possible and teachable and learnable
yeah.
If it is in a book. If
yeah,
it's in a
absolutely.
Book, you can do it and figure it out.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that. And I thought, well, here's an opportunity to dive into something that has a proof of concept, a proven model, years of success, but what do I want to do? So that was enough for me to say, okay, I'm going to pursue the franchise route and see what's okay. out there. And then I quickly realized, okay, I don't want to do food.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, I don't want brick and mortar.
Right.
I don't want something that requires a staff, which cut out a lot. Tremendously. Yeah. It wiped out a lot. But I was still stuck. Well, what do I do? There's janitorial services. There's water remediation. I mean, there's everything under the sun.
Right.
And it really took almost a forced moment for me to realize, well, what do I like to do? Mm-hmm. What do I want to do? And where does that connect? Had none of this happened at some point in time in my future, perhaps in retirement, I'd have been doing property management anyway.
Okay.
I've managed my own properties.
Right.
I've been managing properties of friends and family. This was an opportunity to really dive in and do it now. I did use a franchise broker,
okay.
someone who would take all of my suggestions, questions, inquiries, and then provide opportunity to say, hey, how about this? How about this? How about this?
Okay.
I probably gave 2 different brokers about 50 to 60 no's before I said, hey, only show me property management.
Gotcha.
Give me the best you got. And I whittled that down, went through a very intensive process of vetting them,
okay.
not realizing they were also vetting me.
Right.
You refer to Chick-fil-A, how it's a long process and they choose who they want. Franchise the same way. You can have all the money in the world, but if they don't trust that you're going to subscribe to their process
mm-hmm.
and uphold their brand that they've built to
yeah.
the recognition they currently have, they can just say, no, you can't buy one. And that's how I landed where I was.
That's
thankfully,
awful.
You know, there was a marriage between what I brought to the table, what they were looking for. And very fortunately, my background, I did not realize until I was already into it, fit very well for what we're doing.
Awesome. Oh, what a happy coincidence. All rains down. So you're fairly new into this.
Yes.
Right. So I love talking to business owners because we go through this, it's ebbs and flows, right? Just like with any business, mm-hmm. whether you're working for somebody or you work for yourself, there's the highs, there's the lows, there's the in between, there's the days like I had yesterday where I was like, what in the world I'm doing? I'm quitting my job. Like I am going to sit on the couch and eat bonbons all day long. Mm-hmm. I was in my PJs till 3 o'clock. Yesterday afternoon. And then I got dressed at 4:30 because I had an event to go to. So I looked presentable. But so you're fairly new. You're fairly in the, I would like to call it the honeymoon phase of like, this
sure.
is really great.
Sure.
Yeah. So what has brought you the most joy right now?
That's a wonderful question.
Well, thank you.
What has brought me the most joy? I think what has brought me the most joy is the complete realization that my success, my day, everything having to do with me and the business is entirely up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you do not have that level of control in a job, in a mm-hmm. typical job working
right.
for someone else. You know, I've had bosses, I've been a boss, but there is still a level of responsibility and tasks that you're required to do because someone requires you to do that.
Absolutely.
That does not exist for me now.
Mm-hmm.
I am not required to do anything I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are numerous mm-hmm. consequences if I don't do those things. But even then, I get to choose what those things are,
right.
how they're done, the timeline to do them, and you know, receive all the blame if it doesn't work out and receive all the credit when it does work out. You know, I love that. I get to create that.
So what does your day look like?
my day is a lot of sort of this, having conversations, making sure as many people as possible know who I am and what I do. A smart person said to me, you know, you can't sell a secret. So tell the whole world.
Yes.
Let everyone know. Remove all inhibitions. It's okay to be a salesperson because it's required so that they know what those services are. So a lot of my day is spent networking and meeting people. Thankfully, it has morphed into meeting clients, meeting prospective clients, viewing homes. I am putting more miles on my truck in the past 3 months, probably than I have in the past 3 years.
Yeah. I went and got my car serviced and I was just getting the yearly inspection done. And they're like, you need new tires. And I was like, how's that possible? I just bought it 2 years ago. And they're like, you put 35,000 miles on your car. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
And my husband's like, you drive for a living. Like that's, you bounce back and forth between here and Powhatan. So So I love that you shared that because you get to, I love having, I'm a person who I love to have choices, right? And so we make choices every single day that dictate what or will not happen in the future. So not having to, that's the reason I left my job was because somebody told me where I had to be, when I had to be there, how long I could take a break for, if I could or could not go on vacation, like so many restrictions. And if you're in a job, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, right? Because there's, it takes everybody to make the world go around, right? But for somebody who yearns to do their own thing, entrepreneurship can be a really, really good avenue to do that. However, the flip side of that is me. So then you go from structured of like, you must be here at 8, you get to leave at 2, your lunch is at 12, and then you get to take a 15 minute break at 1 o'clock. So how do you, and maybe because you're more organized and structured than I am, but I find myself that if I don't schedule things, then I will spend till 3 o'clock in the afternoon in my PJs. Cause I was like, oh my God, there's nothing to do. Right. But that one day of not doing anything affects the next 5 weeks of my business. Right. So talk to people, maybe if you have some suggestions on how not to do that without having this feeling of overwhelm of like, if I don't do this one thing, everything's going to crap.
Yeah. That is another really good question.
Good.
So my answer, of course, is very personal, right?
Okay.
But I can give some
tidbits. That's what I love.
Within and without that. So first and foremost, I thought that I would prefer no structure. I thought I would love the idea of, okay, let's get up and figure this out. Let's, you know, put some boots on, tie them tight, and just go attack the day. Very, very quickly, like within a day, I realized that's not going to work. Nor does that even vibe with me, quite frankly. So it is having some modicum of a schedule, and living, I hate to say living by the calendar, but really, really leaning on that calendar. I know that I have, the same number of hours in every day and week as everyone else. And I get to fill this up. I don't have to fill this up.
Right.
I don't need to fill this up. And much of it is kind of mindset, right? Like I get to fill this up.
Absolutely.
I take pride in seeing my calendar say, you have this thing to do at 7, you have this thing to do at 10, you have this thing to do at 11, you'll have to figure out how to get there from that one to that one.
Right.
And then that even goes to personal, right? Like I know, okay, here, you have this time to help with homework. You have this time to get your kids to practice. You can probably go to bed around this time. And then Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, doing that over and over again. So I take pride in seeing it full. To me, being in a service industry, a full calendar is a productive calendar. There is no income or even the potential for income without that calendar being full. You need to constantly meet people. You need to constantly be doing something. And very interestingly, when I first purchased into the franchise, there's a period of like a, let's say initial vetting. There's another period of, okay, we have our scheduled training that is not up yet. Then you have your scheduled training. Then you have your, let's say you're fully operational, kind of your go live. I was chomping at the bits trying to get there. And even from that point before I was official, I felt as though every moment that I was not spending on my business or my family was completely wasted. Like I found myself taking faster showers. I found myself eating a little bit quicker so that I could get back to doing that thing that was productive.
Right.
Now, I say this is personal because I really, really, really enjoy what I'm doing. I have I understand the privilege I have in I chose to do this.
Right.
Like I chose to do something I really wanted to do. So of course I'm going to go at it.
Right.
You know, if you're in the NBA, of course you're going to practice. You would think that, right? But yeah, that's why it's personal. It's just really, I'm blessed to do this. So I better dive into the thing.
So income producing activity. So I want to talk a little bit about this because you said it earlier. You said you can't sell a secret. Was that the quote? Oh, no, wait, sorry. Was
shout,
that?
Shout out to YB. Yes, you cannot sell a secret.
YB also says you cannot try.
Can't try. You can't sell a secret.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sort of a little bit uncomfortable with sharing. And I do a lot with branding, right? I don't do advertising. I tell people this all the time. It's all about branding. If you don't tell people what you do, they don't know. Shocker, right? If you don't continue to tell people what you do, they will not remember, right? So a lot of times, and I was just at the Chesterfield Chamber Next Steps, I was talking about like the best way to take advantage of your membership is to act like actively participate. You can't have a gym membership and never step through the doors and build muscle.
Right.
And then who are you going to blame? 9 times out of 10, people will blame the gym, right?
It's not working.
It was their fault. It didn't have been. No, you didn't step through the door. Like you didn't do the work. So as an entrepreneur, especially, our job is to make sure that we brand ourselves. Our job is to tell people what it is that we do. So it used to take, and I've said this before, it used to take 10 impressions, right? So 10 impressions could be somebody meeting you at a networking event, seeing you on LinkedIn, seeing a commercial, whatever the case may be, for them to remember who you are, what you do.
Right.
10 impressions. That was like in the 60s.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I may be exaggerating, but now they did the survey a couple of years ago. It's over 52 impressions for somebody to remember who you are and what you do and how you can help people. 52 times of people hearing what it is and what you do in your business name for them to recognize you. Right. And so I tell people all the time, you can't silo yourself into one space. Don't just join the chamber and go to all the chamber events. Like you need to go. You need to do other things. If you can get a billboard, get a billboard. Wrap your truck, right? So that as you're driving down the road, people see it. Post it on Facebook. 90% of the people on your Facebook page are not seeing what you're saying, right? So don't think that you're being annoying or whatever the case may be, but you have to constantly tell people.
That's right.
And people don't like this. I don't want to be a salesperson. How do you get over that? Because we're all salespeople, right? Like somebody says, oh my God, I love your pants this morning. White House Black Market. That is selling. Oh my God, I love this. We talked about a restaurant, Napa restaurant. I love the restaurant. You should go there. That is selling. We are selling, whether it be ours or somebody else's, we do it all the time. So we have to get over this. How do you get over that? How do you, and maybe you like it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll harken back to that, but to kind of really press on your point, we're selling for others all the time.
Yeah.
But I think we also have to understand the selling aspect of influence, of just changing people's minds, right? So we're selling at work.
Yeah.
We're selling an idea when we send an email. We're selling our children on the benefits of eating that broccoli. We're selling our neighbors on different benefits. Like we're selling constantly. So A, I think it's coming to the realization that everything is sales to an to some aspect.
Yep.
B, I think it is just having a conscious effort to try to throw some of those inhibitions aside, and realizing that like it needs to happen. And then for me, C, I was doing ABC, or was I doing 1, 2, 3? I was doing ABC. C, you know, understanding that the more that you sell and put yourself out there, it has a compounding effect,
right?
No different than compounding interest. I am constantly trying to position myself to be spoken of when I'm not in the room.
Amen.
So if I speak to you about the benefits of hiring a property manager for your investment property, perhaps I say it to you 52 times. I trust and know that through my efforts with you, that at some point in time, someone is going to mention the need for property management, and that's going to come from you to them.
Correct.
In fact, one of my first clients was a result of that. I cold called someone that I knew recently bought an investment property. They said, well, I only have one. I'd like to manage it myself, but if I get more, you know, I'll keep you in mind.
Right.
So I called him again 2 months later. Hey, how is your pursuit going? You know, you found another one yet? No, I'm good. Well, he didn't, but I want to stay top of mind.
Right.
And he said, no, I didn't, but thanks for checking in, you know, remembering where he was looking and all that jazz. Later that same evening, I received a call from someone I'd never spoken to in my life who said, hey, Juan said to reach out to you because I reached out to him today saying, I want a property manager. And he said he just spoke to you.
Yeah.
Boom. Like that's how that happened, right? It's when I'm not around, I want to be spoken to.
Yes.
The kids don't need to see a McDonald's commercial to want McDonald's.
Right.
They know a McDonald's. They tell me they want McDonald's and I'm driving over there.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm trying.
Right.
I'm trying not to. But yeah, so it's understanding where the benefits lie and throwing those inhibitions away to sell. You know, I'm not trying to sell them something they don't need.
Right.
I am trying to sell a service that I believe is beneficial.
Yep.
And there may be some instances where I say, hey, this actually isn't beneficial for you. But I would love to have the conversation to come to that conclusion, whether it is or not. I just like talking to people as well. Part of it is that.
Right. Exactly. And people don't know what they don't know until they know it.
Bingo.
And then they have an educated decision versus something that they're just hypothetically know about.
Bingo. Bingo.
So people that you would love to be connected to, all of my real estate friends. So Alicia Shields, you were just talking this morning at Next Steps about how you are. She's actually getting ready to go into investment properties.
Ooh, exciting. So, congratulations.
So I'll definitely connect the two of you, but tell people how they can reach you.
Sure. So you can reach me at PMIPresidential.com, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, also under PMI Presidential. And again, my name is Monty Green with PMI Presidential Property Management. I can be reached at 804-613-3633 or Monty at PMIPresidential.com. Did I fit PMI Presidential in 52 times?
Yeah,
does that count as different impressions?
It does. It does. So yeah, or you can reach out to me and I will definitely connect you as well too, because that's my job. I am the human Rolodex,
She's good at it too.
So thank you for being here. Thank you so much for joining me. Yeah, absolutely. Fun. I always love chatting with you.
Hi everybody. I am Anna Sothen, Anna like Princess Anna from Frozen, and Sothen like the beginning of your story. And I am your community connector. I am your human Rolodex. I help you increase your visibility and your credibility so that you can increase your business's profitability. If you want to be seen, if you want to be heard, if you want to be the expert in your industry, you need to connect. So reach out to me, Anna Sothen, and best version of you.
Thanks for being here, everybody. And until next time, stay fluid, my friends. I'm always cheering for you.